Should public broadcasting still receive federal funding? That question was at the heart of a hearing on Capitol Hill today. The chief executives of both NPR and PBS testified in front of a House subcommittee named after Elon Musk's government budget slashing initiative, DOGE. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik was there and joins us now. And David, real quick before we begin, let's just acknowledge that under NPR's protocol for covering itself, no NPR corporate or news executive has had a hand in this coverage, right?
Not a single knuckle.
All right, let's get started. To get a sense of some of the criticism that was aired at this hearing, let's hear what Republican William Timmons of South Carolina said to NPR CEO Catherine Marr.
You agree that your job is to have journalistic integrity, right?
Absolutely, but there is a strong firewall between the newsroom and anything that I
Let's talk about the newsroom. You have 87 registered Democrats, not a single Republican in your editor board. So, I mean, how does that work to give us the perception that you're doing your job of actually delivering unbiased information?
Okay, David, let me just ask you, criticism like that has been aimed periodically at NPR. Why is this hearing happening right now in this moment?
So this question about bias in public media was reignited by an Uri Berliner essay a year ago. He's a longtime senior business editor at the network. He left the network after posting an essay in the Free Press. In fact, that number, 87 registered Democrats, comes from a quick survey he did of people he could find who worked at NPR, who lived in Washington, D.C., whose voter registration he could find. Obviously, NPR has many hundreds of journalists, and so this is sort of a way he drilled down on that, that NPR doesn't necessarily affirm is reflective. But the reason it's being revived now is that you have the Republicans in power, both houses of Congress and at the White House. They are looking to cut all sorts of things throughout government, all kinds of public programs. It is reflective of kind of this anti-press posture, particularly of the Trump administration. And public media is often an easy target because taxpayer dollars are involved, of course. And that can be whether there's an episode of a children's show on public television that featured a performer reading to children in drag, or NPR's own chief executive, her social media posts well before she joined NPR, showing her often liberal and pro-democratic beliefs.
Okay, well, let's take up those allegations of supposed liberal, pro-democratic bias in public broadcasting. Tell us how Catherine Marr, the CEO of NPR, and the head of PBS responded to that.
Well, both Catherine Marr and Paula Kerger, the longtime chief executive of PBS, spoke about the public service that their outlets and that the systems that they serve perform well beyond news. So, for example, both public radio stations around the country and public television stations play a vital role in the emergency and disaster response systems of the states and communities that they serve. Paula Kerger, PBS, talked about the children's programming, cultural shows they do. At NPR, Catherine Marr talked about the news that they provided and also about the way in which, you know, regardless of what her beliefs may have been, and she said she kind of regretted posting a lot of those things, that NPR's newsroom is insulated from influence of corporate executives, including herself. That said, I think it's important to acknowledge Marr yielded ground on coverage of several issues, most prominently the way in which the network responded to the Hunter Biden laptop story.
If Republicans do follow through and call for, as they put it, the defunding and dismantling of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, how much money are we talking about here? And what impact would that have on NPR?
So listen, there's over $500 million spent on public media every year allocated directly by Congress. NPR receives, even indirectly, about 3% of its funds from federal sources. PBS far more, about 16%. But the chief of both networks, NPR and PBS, argue this will hit local stations much harder, and it'll particularly hit local stations in areas that are very poorly served by corporate media. And they point to the rural America, and they say that's where you're going to see harm done, where stations in many cases are going to have to close if these federal dollars dry up.
That is NPR's David Folkenflik on Capitol Hill. Thank you so much, David.
You bet.